2014 training camp for the Miami Dolphins kicks off later this week, and now we're going to preview the wide receiver and tight end positions. Let's start at the wide receiver spot. John, this could be the most competitive position battle we see due to the depth that we have there. Let's start with the second-year Miami Dolphin. Mike Wallace has big expectations after some thought he had a disappointing first year with the team.
It was disappointing to the fact that he didn't get into the end zone, Greg, as much as he wanted to. The big play, the game-changing plays were there, but just not in bunches that everybody was hoping to have. I think Mike Wallace is going to thrive, just like Ryan Tannehill is going to thrive in this new offense in 2014. The main reason why is because his position will change. Maybe not from the title of wide receiver, but multiple formations means Mike Wallace will line up in different spots, different motions. Heck, he might even line up in the backfield for a couple of plays and then motion from there. Those are all good things for Mike Wallace. And I think he's embracing this situation through the offseason. He loves what he sees in this offense. Just think of DeSean Jackson with Philadelphia for the past couple of seasons and what he's done, especially last year. And now plug Mike Wallace into those opportunities. Same skill set. I think this should be a nice season for Mike Wallace in terms of not only finding the end zone, but providing the big plays in this offense.
And he seems to be happy so far from what we've seen over this offseason workout program. All right, behind him, three veterans on the depth chart, Brian Hartline, Brandon Gibson, Rashard Matthews. The first two coming off some knee injuries, but they've looked good so far.
Yeah, let's focus on the first two. Brian Hartline looks 100% through the OTAs, through minicamp, coming into training camp. He's still running crisp routes, catching the football with consistency. You expect Brian Hartline to have a nice season, just to continue on and be Mr. Consistent on the inside and on the outside. The one question mark is Brandon Gibson. Is that knee 100%? We're going to find out through the preseason, maybe the third game. That'll be the gauge. But I think he's getting closer to 100%. Showed some wear and tear a little bit in the offseason, trying to get to full speed. But he's one of those reliable guys that had chemistry with Ryan Tannehill last year, about 30 catches, and that's when the injury hit to the knee. And Rashard Matthews, everybody kind of just discards him. I really like him as a wide receiver because he's tough on the inside, and he's a sure-handed wide receiver who plays bigger than his measurables. I love that in a wide receiver. I think Rashard Matthews could be a fixture on this team.
All right, next, John, let's get to the guy who's created quite a buzz during this offseason workout program. That's the second-round pick, number 63 overall out of LSU, Jarvis Landry, a guy who is a rookie but seems to have huge potential.
Am I smiling big enough? Because that's the way I feel about Jarvis Landry. He's done everything that everyone expected him to do. I think Dennis Hickey really got a steal in the second round. A lot of people were down on Jarvis's speed, but Dennis took that as an opportunity to bring him into the fold with the Miami Dolphins. He has great size with his hands. He has a great radius of catching the football. And he really shields the defender. He keeps his body between the defender and the football. He's made a number of one-hand catches so far leading up to training camp. I think Jarvis Landry will be one of those guys Ryan Tannehill really depends on the inside. Those tough catches, those red zone catches. This guy's got something special. Mike Wallace said of him during the offseason, he plays like a third or fourth year pro. You just don't get that in a second round rookie coming into training camp.
No, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch this position. The other guys who will round out this position battle, Armond Binns, Damian Williams, Matt Hazel, the draft pick. All right, let's transition to the tight end position. And really, there's only one name you want to talk about at tight end for this Dolphins team. It's the 2013 Offensive Breakout Performer of the Year. That was Charles Clay.
Big play, Clay. And we hope he continues to be that in 2014 because he has that potential. And I just think he just needs to continue to get better at the little things, the blocking, being able to hold that block as a tight end, being able to continue to elude players to present big plays for this offense. Remember, this is an offense that needs to score in the 20s, and Charles Clay was a big part of big plays last year for the Miami Dolphins. I think, just like Ryan Tannehill, just like Mike Wallace, I think Charles Clay is going to thrive in this offense because it just gives you more room to operate, and 42 should have big plays on the horizon.
One of the big question marks is who will fill out the rest of the depth chart behind Charles Clay. And I know in Bill Lazor's offense, you seem to like Michael Agnew is having some potential here.
Well, he's getting more repetitions, and I think that bodes well for Michael Agnew because he was the guy that has a big question mark on his back. Now, we talked about space in this offense, so you need speed and size. Michael Agnew has all those attributes. So if he can just get on the same page and be able to maybe sharpen up on all the things he was deficient at the last couple of seasons, he may continue to have an opportunity to get on the field on Sundays with this offense.
Look at the rest of the tight ends who will be competing at the position. Deion Sims, the second-year player, Kyle Miller, and then a pair of rookies in Arthur Lynch and Gator Hoskins. So that's the tight ends and the wide receivers. Going to be a lot of fun to see those skill position guys out on the field. All right, one more installment to go over training camp preview. We'll wrap it up with specialties.